TSA news update. For the first time ever, the President of the United States will not be at any of the sites of the terrorist attacks to commemorate September 11th. President Biden will instead mark the grim anniversary with a speech in Alaska. This as those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the Pentagon are being honored Monday.
I'm especially moved to be here with the family members of those we lost, the survivors of the attacks, and with the first responders who raced to save innocent lives.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin marking the 22nd anniversary of the attacks during a ceremony in Arlington, Virginia. Rescue efforts are continuing in Morocco days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck the country. The death toll stands at more than 2,100, with thousands more injured. Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.